So today I thought we'd talk about some of the important and very prominent aspects of the movement of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam and the events of Karbala and the things that happened afterwards, right? So the two aspects I want to talk about is, number one, the aspect which set in motion an enormous and unparalleled wave that ignited devotion and ardor for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his company in the hearts of billions and billions of people through the years, through the centuries. And that is the aspect of martyrdom and selflessness. The other aspect I would like to highlight today is regarding the spreading and the preaching of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's message, especially after the events of Karbala. Now, the interesting thing, however, I noticed about both these aspects is that women were involved in them to a great degree, in the latter more than the first. One might think, well, the events of Karbala took place half a day. There were, you know, a bunch of men, 72 versus 30,000, 300,000, fighting on the plains of a desert. And the 72 men all got martyred, and there were some deaths on the enemy's front as well. Where do the women come in this picture, Zainab? No woman died. No woman had to wield a sword or hold a shield or sport an armor. But when we look at the male figures that were active in the aspect of sacrifice and martyrdom and selflessness, it would have been impossible for any of them to take up that role without the support of an extraordinary woman, whether it was Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. The support, the strength, the encouragement that he received from his sister, Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha, whether it was in sacrificing her young sons for his cause, the support he received from his wives. Could you imagine being Rubab for a moment? Could you imagine being a mother who so selflessly, without any doubt, without any question, without any objections or complaints, surrenders her infant child to her husband, to her imam? And so many other great women, whether it was the wife of Zuhair, whether it was the mother of Abu Fadl alayhi salam and his brothers, a woman who was hand-picked from among a noble tribe in order to birth sons that would protect and support an infallible imam. And when we look at the events that took place after that, the tragedies, the hardships, the calamities, the torment, the pain, the suffering that, again, a woman like Zainab salamullah alayha had to go through. And she managed to go through all of that in the span of 40-something days with an enormous mountain of grief and pain weighing on her chest. Yet her iman, her faith, her strength, her compassion toward the widows and the orphans that were in her care, toward that situation that if any of us were in it, we would probably just break down and lose it. How her nerves, how her mentality, her soundness, her collectedness were all intact. And that just comes to show that with the proper training and the proper education, the proper knowledge, the proper intention and sense of direction in life, a woman can be the shoulder which an infallible imam leans on. أعظم الله أجوركم. And I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.